In the Canadian province of Quebec, more than 500 workers at an aluminum plant are staging what might best be called an anti-strike against their company, the multinational aluminum producer Alcan. Managers want to close that plant, but the workers are refusing to leave. They say the survival of their town is at stake. Ian Flett reports.
Alcan's operation is on the outskirts of Jonquière, in Arvida, a town built by the company. The industrial complex is a city within a city. It has its own private police force, traffic lights, railways, and cafes. But the real action happens inside enormous buildings where bauxite, the main ingredient of aluminum, is processed and eventually zapped with high-voltage electricity into aluminum. Some of the buildings appear new. Alcan says it tries to keep up with international industrial standards. But there are exceptions, such as the Söderberg plant in the heart of the Alcan complex, which has a Gothic industrialist look from when it was built in the 20s. In another life, this plant could be the backdrop for a science fiction movie like Mad Max. Inside, rows of ovens and heated troughs go the length of a football field. Hidden behind instruments and tools are a couple hundred workers operating this decades-old machinery. They're occupying the plant illegally and operating it at full capacity as a protest against the company's plan to close it. Margot Tapp speaks for Alcan.
We're used to labor disputes where workers stop working, but this time they've done the exact opposite. They're working in such a way that makes it impossible for us to scale back production and close the plant.
This is a first for Alcan, and there's not much the company can do for now. The complexity of the Arvida industrial city makes it impossible for Alcan to shut the plant down overnight, and even if it tried, the workers are manning their posts every day around the clock. And they have the support of the more than 1,500 other employees who work at the complex, including the private police and the people who supply power to the plant. Alcan says the Söderberg plant is just too old. It says it pollutes and there are more modern ways of making aluminum. The company says the 550 workers affected by the would-be closure will either be transferred to other plants in other regions, or they'll be offered generous retirement packages. But workers say Alcan made promises to keep the plant open until 2015. The announcement to begin closing it this year, with less than a month's notice, came as a shock.
On peut dire une annonce sournoise parce qu'on s'attendait pas à ça.
Jeannot Boivin has been with Alcan for 30 years. Most of those years were spent in the Söderberg plant. He says the sudden announcement by Alcan was tragic and cruel. Boivin says he's not staging this protest for his own benefit. He's already planning the details of his retirement. He says he and his colleagues are fighting for the survival of their region.
Et présentement, ce qui se produit là, dans le contexte économique, on perd beaucoup d'emplois.
In the current economic climate, we're losing jobs. Our young people, our educated young people, are forced to leave for Montreal and other regions to find work. We have to start a movement now to breathe life into our region, because if we don't, it's going to die.
Rural Quebecers, like most of rural North Americans, are preoccupied by an exodus of young people to cities where better opportunities exist. In Jonquière, the feeling is that multinational companies like Alcan became industrial behemoths on the backs of local labor and at the expense of the region's natural resources. Since 1980, the company has cut more than half of its workforce in the region. For its part, Alcan says it's still committed to the region and has plans to expand production at other facilities. But it says it's competing on a global market, and it's not the rebel workers who will decide how and where it expands. No one can tell how this anti-strike will end. Attempts to mediate have failed so far. For NPR News, I'm Ian Flett.